Good morning to you, David.
Good morning, Sarah. Lovely to hear you.
An important conversation to have. Why are you bringing this to Sheffield in particular?
Well, Sheffield is a nice place. The organisation is really centred in the north. It started off 35 years ago in Staffordshire, but mostly it's been around. We haven't got an office base, but our regular meetings are in Sheffield at the URC Church on Norfolk Street, and that's where we're having this conference on Wednesday.
So what kind of things will you be discussing at this conference at the Central United Reformed Church?
That's right. Well, it's a very important opportunity for people to come together, time and space, to look at whatever they want to. But the particular things that we're drawing attention to, you mentioned, are the issues relating to people with dementia, the individuals and their experience of life with dementia and their carers. But wider than that, I mean, many people are just terribly anxious about Alzheimer's disease. It's the most frightening, the big A, isn't it? And there are so many ways in which churches are already beginning to help dementia-friendly churches.
What kind of things are they doing? What does it mean to be a dementia-friendly church?
Well, a dementia-friendly church is one that sees everyone, even if they've got some impairment, as equal and valuable, but takes into account some of the difficulties that arise when you've got dementia so that you don't do things too quickly and you don't do things too noisily, but you do things steadily with explanation. Today, for instance, it's our Harvest Festival. I heard you say about the plastic tree.
Yes.
It's our Harvest Festival and it's dementia-friendly. And that is, of course, we will be using old-fashioned approaches. Raw vegetables that you can see and smell and touch, and the most regularly used hymns, because that's how people like to do it. And like that, you must be sure, of course, that you've got toilets and that there are notices for where people can go, and that everyone's prepared to take a bit of extra time and consideration.
We've spoken before on Radio Sheffield, David, about how churches in Sheffield are learning more about supporting people with dementia, and they seem to be doing quite well, actually, in this part of the world. Do you think we're better at it here than some other bits of the country?
Oh, no doubt. No doubt. Sheffield is to be followed, isn't it? I mean, you've got the Sheffield Churches Council for Community Care that's been around for 50 years, I gather, and are doing great things. The university is well engaged with older people's issues, including dementia. But there are wider things. We're not just about caring for older people, caring for ourselves as we get more dependent and have problems. Because most of us in later life have got huge potential, huge activities still. And many, many churches, more than half the congregation, are well over 65 and doing most of what can be done. So part of it is to come together and consider what's all this about. You know, what is it when you're in these later decades? But you've still got a lot to give. Mm. And one of the problems of the moment is that the media, having looked on us all as nothing but burden and such like, have started to identify older people as public enemy number one. Because it's been demonstrated that we're fairly well off these days and we've got resources. Mm. So the House of Lords has been looking at intergenerational fairness, ending up with the potential conflict to do with TV licences and so on. So we're very concerned to say, well, look, we are older people, but we're part of every family, and every family, actually, Jesus sees us as part of their ordinary lives. We're not the enemy. We've got we already give a great deal. Let's not have all this silly business of conflict between generations. Let's gel together in churches and in the wider world.
Mm. I wanted to ask as well about one other aspect that you'll be discussing at this conference, which is dementia and older prisoners, which is certainly something I've not heard discussed before. Yes. Why particularly this area?
Well, most of us just hardly realised what's happened in prisons. At least half of the prisoners in England now, in the UK, are older people, people over 55, people over 65. Some of these are people that have gone into prison as a consequence of historic crimes. And they have ailments and illnesses, including dementia. Some are going to live out their lives in prisons. The prisons are not physically equipped to deal with their needs. The staff who run the prisons are often not prepared by training or by initial attitudes. They weren't expecting to come and look after people who are frail and dying. Mm. And, you know, recent reports have looked into this. The unfairness that happens for people with dementia has been identified, for instance, in Scotland with the Fair Dementia Project. But one of the aspects in prison, for instance, is if it's known that you're coming towards the end of life with cancer, there is a facility that you can be released to live your last weeks and die at home. Other people with terminal illnesses that are less easy to sort of get hold of than cancer, and that includes dementia, but some other conditions, they don't get that facility. Mm. They have to live out their lives there, which is not easy for the individual.
No. And David, is this conference open to members of the public, or is Absolutely. It just church community? So people can come along if they are interested in finding out more.
We would be very pleased. Look it up on the website. If you Google Christians on Ageing, you'll see a bit about the organisation and the conference, and it would be great if some extra people come along.
All right, David, good to talk to you on Radio Sheffield. David Jolly, who's from Christians on Ageing. The conference is on Wednesday, this Wednesday, the 25th of September. It's at the Central United Reformed Church here in Sheffield. Their website address, if you want to find out more about it, christiansonaging.org.uk.